And so I smacked him again on the arse. And in my drunken state of mind, I was like, this is a brilliant idea. He's going to learn his lesson. And, you know, there's no way that this can go badly. And yeah. then he punched me in the face.
Oh, no.
3, 2, 1, action.
Oh, no, it's two white boys with a podcast.
I think people know what Willy Wonka is.
Well, yeah, people know what Willy Wonka is, but what...
I think if I say a Willy Wonka experience, they're going to go, oh, an experience of the Willy Wonka film. Oh, okay.
But what went wrong with it?
The chocolate and everything. And right, like, the makeshift.
Okay, like, what happened?
What, of the one in Scotland?
Yeah.
That it was all bullshit. It was all fake.
It was all fake.
Basically, they advertised it on the one he made a website, didn't he?
Yeah.
Using AI to make it look legit identical to... like the Willy Wonka factory, like the film.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then people paid for it, and he got thousands... Was there thousands of people?
I think... Don't know if it was thousands of people.
A couple of hundred people queued up and paid, what was it, like £40 for it to go see there. And then it was just like... Best way to describe it was the cheapest birthday party decorations you could ever think of to try and make the Willy Wonka.
In a warehouse.
In an empty warehouse.
In an empty warehouse, and
oh, it was so bad.
Yeah, like I said, it was people using AI like take advantage of stuff, and he made all of his posters, all of his adverts using AI. Apparently, there was a script as well. Go on.
The other thing I just realised, I remember that guy. I can't remember his name. But he's also an author. Yeah.
Oh really?
And his books that he's made are all from AI chat.
You're not an
all
author.
Seven books. Yeah, but you're he's named himself an author. He's actually sold books that he's written, but it's all been through AI. So he's written out, like, I've got this story, and types out what he wants it to be, and the AI writes out a whole thing.
Oh, you cannot do that.
He's got seven books.
But you haven't, though. You've got AI.
I just remembered that. It pops in my head. That's nuts.
The only way I could justify that would be to get AI to almost like spell check it and to like put it in like the correct format.
Yeah, but it does
and stuff. Well, yeah, it does. But if that's all I was going to use it for.
Oh right. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
But not just
which
to
is
have.
What we kind of have on our phones.
Well, it's a
that's auto correction though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a very primitive form of AI.
Yeah.
You know, my phone when I'm writing out emails suggests like each sentence for me as I'm typing it, and I just. Swiping it out
yes.
of the sentence.
Yeah. Mine does that as well, yeah.
But this guy basically created an entire fake experience, marketed it, sold it, and then I think the police got called.
The police got called because children were actually screaming or being terrified of how bad it was. Like, they were actually that terrified. They'd phoned the police and they had to close it down halfway through the day. It didn't make a whole day.
Mate, well, it was
shocking.
Did you see the photos?
Yeah. They are so bad. It was like fake, like just posters on a wall.
Posters stuck to a wall.
Of like what the experience was meant to be like. And it was just absolutely shocking.
Have you seen the depressed Oompa Loompa photo?
Yeah.
These poor...
Or the weird thing that came out of a mirror. The mystery.
The unknown.
The unknown. What the hell? The hell was that? What was that in Willy Wonka?
Well, it wasn't, but that's because the AI created it. The AI...
But it's meant to be like a copycat of the Willy Wonka experience. Yeah. It's like the whole film.
But the AI created the whole film. Script.
Oh, I know, it's mad. But it just shows you, like with AI, what you can do with it.
Yeah.
And like false advertisement.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Make people believe, oh my God, there's this new... what they're bloody called, like gallery basically to go through to see, to have an experience and be like, hold on.
Because the artwork did look impressive. Like the promotional AI art.
Yeah, of course it does. AI.
Yeah. But so you can be like, oh okay,
that's artificial intelligence, it's gonna look good.
But people just need a bit
and
more
realistic as well. It doesn't look like the whole CGI thing that we had when CGI just started.
No.
Now we're using AI in films and stuff like that. But
it looks like a photo was taken inside what the experience was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But then
that is nuts.
There was one with like all the text on it, like a poster, and it was sort of like, Capt
Octoverting Expense. I can't think of any all the other examples, but yeah.
Oh, it was too many, but yeah, no, it was
thrilling,
a good one.
Thrilling rids. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, no, but I mean, yeah, it just shows you already, like, how easy accessible we can with AI and what you can do with it. It's yeah. just the start of it, man.
Yeah, that was it.
Well, the Beatles, they made the rest of the song, didn't they? They finished it.
Oh, yeah, they recreated
it. Beginning of this year, they had one more song that they didn't get to finish because obviously a few of them died.
Mm.
But then they managed to use AI to use his voice to then type out the words that were missing and then the AI sung in his voice and then they finished the track.
Jesus.
That's mental. That's a good way, but yeah. that's crazy. That's impressive.
It's impressive.
Because it sounds exactly like him as well.
Yeah, well, they just take enough sound bites, don't they?
Was it Paul McCartney?
No, he's still alive.
Paul's still alive. I don't know. I think it might be Ringo.
I don't know enough about the Beatles to know which ones are dead alive, apart from I know Paul McCartney is.
Yeah, Paul's still alive, yeah.
That was something that someone called out on. I think our first episode where I compared Taylor Swift to the Beatles or...
did you?
I did, yeah. And someone's like, I can't believe you said that. I was like, I don't know enough about any of them. To know exactly who's more successful. But yeah, it was just interesting how we talked about it last week about how AI is going to be used wrong and then that's exactly what happened. I mean, fortunately, like, for the people who went, it went viral, and so now they've got all their money back.
Yeah. Because
maybe if it hadn't gone viral,
yeah,
that dude would have just pissed off into the wind.
That might have been his plan all after long.
He was basically scamming them.
Of course he was.
Yeah. Not even basically. He was literally scamming them, and unfortunately for him, it backfired. But they're going to make a Channel 5 documentary about it now.
Oh, God. Of course they are.
Of course they are, and I bet he's going to make money from it. You hope not. But
yeah.
That's what happened with that. Did you ever watch Tinder Swindler on Netflix?
I think so.
Or you might have heard about it if you didn't see it. There's
a guy on Tinder, but then says that he's got all this money, but then actually says, "Oh, can you send me this money?
Send me. I've been locked out of my accounts. Like, you know."
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I do vaguely remember that. Yeah.
And then that person is just funding his next set of dates with the next girl.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. To make them believe that he has all of his stuff, he's actually using their money.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
And while he didn't take part in the Netflix documentary, then some other company got in touch with him and was like, right, we're going to make a TV show about you and we're going to pay you. And I was like, the dude's scum.
He went to prison, didn't he?
No, he hasn't been in prison. Well, I don't think so. I don't think that's how it ended.
Didn't he?
No, they're still trying.
I did watch it, but I can't remember.
Yeah, no, they're still... From what I remember... They were still trying to convict him of it, but it's this weird grey area of they voluntarily gave him the money, so are they actually victims? Which, I mean, of course they are. They've been lied to and tricked and coerced.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But, yeah, that's just where the system fails. And with that, we can intro ourselves now.
We can.
Cool. Take two.
Man, oh my God.
It's been a long, long week, hasn't it?
Yeah,
it's been a very long week.
Too long.
We normally record on a Monday.
Yeah.
But we couldn't because of other things came in the way, so we're recording on a Friday evening. Mm. And we are both...
Thing is out there, she might get some funny fucking clips. So.
Probably. So we'll try again. That's Tom.
Oh, I'm Tom. That's Dan.
I'm Dan. And you're listening to your two favourite numpties, or watching your two favourite numpties on...
YTFN.
Wow, you nailed it that time. Well
done.
Boy. Proud of you. And you are still listening and watching to it for completely free, with no adverts, no sponsors. If there are any adverts, we didn't put them there and we don't make any money from them.
And if there are, where is our money?
Too right. So please do give us a like, a follow... And all the rest, and
give
a rating. We've got 5 stars on Spotify.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Someone rated us. We've got 5 stars.
That's it.
What else?
TikTok's going well.
TikTok's going
well. The little edits we're putting on there. I'm enjoying those. They're doing pretty well.
Yeah. Follow our TikToks. That's where a lot of the fun stuff gets.
Yeah, get on there. Get on there. Get on the old TikTok.
Get on TikTok. So many people our age are opposed to TikTok.
Man, I know. It's mental, isn't it?
It's like the latest form of, well, not just necessarily social media. Like younger generations, they use it as a search engine. They don't Google stuff. They search for it on TikTok.
I don't do that. I would go on to Google.
See, I still would. Yeah, but that's generational.
Google, and if I want to find something that I need to watch, YouTube.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go on to TikTok. Search.
Younger generation.
There has been some times when I've been like, oh, actually, you know what? I could probably find it on TikTok.
If maybe I want to find like a specific clip.
Yes. That's what I would search. I would go on TikTok and search that.
But no, people, you know, instead of going on to Google and being like, what can I do in Barcelona? They go onto TikTok and go, what can I do in Barcelona?
Okay, I have done that. I will admit to that. I have done a research through TikTok on, like, when I've been on holiday. Like, where am I going to go? I'm going here. Okay, I have done a research of that.
Exactly.
Where, like, what's it? Because you get a better, like, visual of it.
Yeah.
Compared to just images or requests, like, on TripAdvisor. No offense to TripAdvisor, but you are great. Don't get me wrong. Still want you on there because people... Yeah, you are very, very useful. There's just comments, but with TikTok, you get the virtual reality of someone being there and recording it. Yeah. So it feels like, oh, I want to do that.
Yeah, but then you'll get the follow-up video, which would be the reality you've been shown and then how it actually is.
Yeah. Okay, I do like those, yeah. They're good. So like Instagram versus reality.
So older people get on TikTok because it's just where the latest information is for everything.
Saying that though, I have been on TikTok like one live, and you just like you can just flick through each live, and you just like random people, and it shows you how many live streams. Yeah. And you can just flick through like who's got what, and like shows you how many people are watching.
Okay,
it's just ones that like 1, 2, 3 people watching. They literally don't do anything. And I just come across like this old couple that were just singing, and I went, oh crap. Actually sing. I was like, oh my god.
And you're watching that. So it's working.
That was crazy. I was like, holy crap.
But
it was like proper karaoke though.
Oh really?
But it was actually decent. Well, the guy was decent, the female wasn't.
It doesn't matter, they're doing what they love.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, enjoyed it. And I watched it for like 40 seconds and I was like, what the hell? It's like, what am I doing? Next. It's the biggest platform out there now.
Oh, it's massive. Absolutely massive. And it's all spying and taking all our data.
Yeah. But I mean, we're small individuals. Who's going to know what we're up to? We want to take anything that we've got.
Well, it's like people always say, oh,
I ain't got anything to take.
Yeah. They always say, oh, they've got so much information on you. They know everything about you. You know, that's why when it seems like adverts are listening to what you've been saying, right? Yeah. But then, so get this. The other day, I had an advert, and the picture was, it was a white woman on the phone, and it was, get discounted phone calls to your lover in prison. 75% off phone calls to your partner in prison. And I was like, this is not an advert catered towards me. I don't know anyone in prison, and I'm also not a white woman. So much for the algorithm knows everything about you.
Oh my god. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in my life.
That was on X though. That was on Twitter.
Oh right.
The site formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah.
What other ones? I keep getting adverts for Hinge.
Mine's Bumble. It keeps popping up on TikTok. Yeah. I think TikTok. Maybe is it Bumble? Is it Hinge or
maybe
Bumble?
Maybe I'll get both.
So one, whoever the girl has to talk to you first, because they always go, oh, how I started my relationship with this new guy, I started a conversation.
I think Bumble.
It's one of the apps.
I think.
I can't remember, but it's just advertising through TikTok all the bloody time. I'm just like, how? But also, it's clear they're just pushing money towards
it. But this is it. Everything about me is on my social media, as far as I'm aware, states that I'm in a relationship. So why?
Yeah, no.
And they all run off the same information. So why am I still getting adverts to be on Hinge and be on Bumble?
No idea. It's just whatever they're
pushing. So as much as it's so clever and knows everything about you, and this is incredibly targeted adverts.
Are they?
Well, that's what they're supposed to be.
Instagram is.
Instagram's pretty accurate.
Oh, mate, if you start searching something on Google, next thing comes up on your Instagram. Have you not had that?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Honestly, if searching holidays, oh, here's, I'm going to Instagram, here's a holiday for this place. I'm literally not even searching it. talking around it, your phone. You talking around it, you go onto Instagram, flicking through, advert.
I was literally just talking about that, like about a Porsche or a car or something, or or an air fryer.
Yeah.
I'm like, the hell? Crazy, man.
We should do a test on one podcast. We should check what your adverts are on your phone.
That'd be quite good.
Talk about something and then go back to it at the end and see what the adverts are saying.
Oh my God, yes.
We should do that for another podcast.
That'd be good.
I want to do it at the end of this.
Oh,
but yeah, back to what we were saying. Follow us on Instagram, X, TikTok,
YouTube.
YouTube,
well, Spotify, on a podcast. It's not a podcast. Is there a podcast on Spotify?
There are podcasts on Spotify. Podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple Music, Google, and then they get put on all other sites. We're on a bunch of websites now.
There's so many to learn.
Yeah, I mean, the main ones are Google, Apple, and Spotify.
Yeah.
And YouTube's great because you can comment directly about what we've been talking about.
Yes, yeah, you
under
can.
The video, whereas you can't do that on Spotify.
Yeah, please, yeah, write any comments down.
Yeah, and if you want to submit anything to us, either via the comments in YouTube's a great place, or via the YTFN podcast Instagram account.
Yeah, literally, yeah, just anything. Anything you think you want us to talk about, and we'll reply back.
Yeah, send it as a DM. Which, that being said, Lauren requested that I talk about...
You're going to name drop her now.
I'm going to name drop her now. She deserves a shout out. She's one of our biggest fans.
I was going to say someone.
Someone. No, someone Lauren. You know. Lauren, someone shout out to you. Okay. You got in touch and you said you wanted to know who punched me in the face. That being said, Amy is one of our biggest fans.
Oh, really? Oh, sweet.
And she wants to know when we've got t-shirts coming out. So...
Okay.
So
I thought she just wanted a shout out. But.
No, she wanted to know. I'm not shout out anyone. I'm shout out people who.
Yes, no, of course. Us. Yes. Well, they are. If they want a shout out, they're supporting us.
Yeah. Lauren wanted to know who punched me in the face.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell that story now. Were you there? You were there that night?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Yeah.
From what I can remember, yes. But no, I do remember it, yeah.
Okay. So I've thought about how to tell the story in many, many ways because there's no version of telling the story where the guy who punched me in the face just doesn't sound like a complete arsehole.
Yeah.
Because despite he is one of our friends.
Yes.
But that night, you were being an arsehole.
Yes.
And there is no debate around that.
Yeah, we all agree with that.
Yeah. But he also knows it.
Yeah.
And again, this was a long time ago.
Oh my God, years ago. I cannot remember.
Well, I can't remember exactly when. He has since, I guess, repented for it. He's a far different person to the person he was then.
Oh God, yeah, hugely.
I don't know if I want to say his name. I don't know if I feel comfortable just dropping his name in it like that because he does not come off well in this story.
Does come off well in any story.
This is true. He never comes off well in any story. Whereas I come off a massive fucking legend and a hero that I am.
No comment.
Whereas, he does not. So I don't know whether I'm going to name him.
I don't think he's feel that bothered.
I mean, I did text him. And actually, to be fair, we only get like 10 viewers and they're all our friends anyway.
Plus, Lauren says she wanted to know.
Lauren wanted to know. Right, so it was Luke. I'm not going to full name him. If you know Luke, then you know who I'm talking about. And if you don't, you don't, and that's cool.
Well, there's only two.
There's only two, exactly. when I tell a story, it'll probably give more context to who
Luke is. Yeah. I think she would know straight away.
She knows exactly which Luke I'm talking about. So, a long time ago, we all went on a night out. Which I don't think it was a special occasion.
No, I don't know.
It was just another messy night out in Eastbourne.
Yeah.
We were in Cameo Kings, whatever it was called at the time, or whatever it's called now.
Back in Cameo.
And I feel bad. Like
he said, it's fine.
He said he's fine. We were all incredibly drunk because we are. We're
alcohol abused, young.
Alcohol abused, young.
Having fun.
And basically, we were
we were dancing, and at some point, Luke, who was barely standing at this point, doing that wavy walk, I see him turn around and just smack a girl on the arse. Girl he didn't know. And that doesn't sit well with me. Because it's not appropriate.
No.
It's not in any circumstance. And of course they were, you know, and you know, he's not a big lad, but he's very tall.
Yes, he is very tall.
And he then went and did it again. And I was like, no, not happening.
I didn't know he'd done it twice.
Yeah.
I didn't know he'd done it twice. Okay.
So at that point, I walked over to him and I smacked him on the arse. And
sorry, I should laugh, but that made me laugh.
And I smacked him on the arse. And he went, what are you doing? And I went, oh, you don't like it, do you? And so I smacked him again on the arse. And in my drunken state of mind, I was like, this is a brilliant idea. He's going to learn his lesson. And, you know, there's no way that this can go badly. And then he punched me in the face.
Oh no, what the hell? All I just saw was a fish just coming flying towards you and we're like, what's that?
Oh, oh yeah. Yeah.
But you didn't react though after he hit you. You were just like,
fortunately, it was a very drunken.
Yeah, it was.
It glanced off. I mean, I'm pretty sure it knocked me down.
I think.
More out of shock than
anything. Yeah, I think like you fell, but as you slipped.
Yeah, yeah.
It's alcohol, sticky, floor, slippery. Yeah.
Sticky, wet, gross floor.
But then as soon as we all saw that, and then we all went crazy. Well, we all just rushed to Luke. Also, much. I think we rushed to pick you up, and then
pick
we all
me up. Rushed he to got, Luke. Well, this is it. He got dragged out of the club by his own brother.
George, his own brother, went ballistic at him.
He got dragged out. And then,
well, we all just like crowded around Luke. What the hell was you thinking? What are you doing? And obviously, Luke being in drunken state, alcohol infused, just blah 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 blah. Like,
I remember he got dragged out of the club by his own brother.
Yeah,
Sam was fully ready to.
Oh my god!
Just
yeah.
End him.
Fist up.
He's going. My knight in shining armor, Sam. And then I remember he was then having a massive go on the group chat.
Yeah.
And he got kicked out of the group chat.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. Like, getting out... Unless it's a joke.
That's a big thing, like, to get kicked out of
the
group
chat. Yeah, exactly. Getting exiled from the group chat. Because our group chat's been going for time.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Absolute time. And, like, I don't think people get kicked out as a joke.
No.
If you're in, you're in. And, like, if you, like, leave through your own admission, then you leave.
Yeah, even that's weird.
If someone leaves, it's like, oh, what the hell?
Why have you left?
Yeah, but so he got kicked out of the group chat.
Yes. Yeah, he did, yeah.
Well,
he needed a lesson.
Exactly. And even now, anytime I see him in person, he still says sorry.
He wasn't thinking straight whatsoever.
No.
Like... Do when you're drunk. Like you make mistakes. Not when you're
that state.
No, when you're in that state, not at all. You do things that you don't even know you're doing at all. Like
no, and that doesn't excuse the behaviour.
No, of course not. Means. No, definitely not. But I mean, when you're young, we were all what?
It's
how old was we?
20, 21.
21 to 23.
Yeah.
I want to say.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you make mistakes in life. You do.
And this is it. He made a mistake, and in you know. From what I can tell, he has learned from it.
Oh, mate, yeah, he did. Yeah, absolutely.
And also, you know, everyone knows certainly where I stand on that kind of behaviour now. But also, within the group, I think it kind of... Everyone was on the same page.
Yes.
There was a... Cause I think this is it. When things like this happen, there's that... Oh, it's boys' culture. It
sets a line.
It definitely
draws a line in the sand.
Obviously, it happens. It's boy culture. It's locker room talk, and they're all okay with it.
Yeah.
And actually, within that group, almost everyone was like, "Nah, that wasn't acceptable. Yeah, he crossed the line."
Yeah.
Punching me crossing the line.
No, the whole behavior, thing,
the whole scenario,
his whole behavior. Yeah.
It just shows the double standard, especially going through his mind at the time, but in general of. He, in that mindset, thought it was fine to smack their ass.
Yeah.
But then could not stand it when I did it to him.
Yeah.
To the point where he was so
blind with rage, he punched one of his good friends in the face. But fortunately, you know, the moneymaker's still looking beautiful. So, glancing blow. And it's, yeah, what it makes me really think about is, you know, people say to women and girls, they go, oh, you know, well, if you know, that man touched you, that man said anything, you're like, why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you do anything? Sort of the blame culture of it. And I think if I had been one of the girls in that scenario, thinking, oh, that guy's just smacked me on the arse, and I'm going, oh, man, maybe I should say something. See one of his own friends talk to him about it and then get punched in the face.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fucking hell, I'm glad I didn't say anything.
Yeah. Yeah, seeing that, yeah, you'd be freaked out.
Absolutely. So, it's just, yeah, it must be so impossible to be a woman. And it must be so infuriating to when people say, well, why don't you say anything? Why don't you do anything to stop it? And be like, well, if in doing so by one of his own friends, you know, he's not
lashing
safe.
Lashing out.
How the hell can a woman feel safe to speak up?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And it's horrible, because even now in this day, it still happens.
Oh, so far too frequently.
And it's commonly men.
Oh, yeah, men. No, yeah, there's no, you can't deny that. Right,
because you're never really going to get a female slapping her. Hey, how you doing? Well, thanks, how are you?
There'll be
if it consistently happened to a man every time, you'd be like, hold on a minute, I'm not liking this.
No.
Get in touch, but nah, fuck.
No, it's the double standard of the, like I say, he was fine doing it, but didn't like it being done to him.
Exactly, yeah.
Shouldn't be done. And that being said, while we're having this sort of sensitive conversation, obviously we're not professionals talking about this stuff.
No, this is just our own opinion.
This is our own opinion. So if we do say anything that might offend or upset, it's only through, I guess, a lack of information on our part.
But yeah, and just the experience that we have.
Yeah, and also just mispronouncing things, misspeaking.
Yes.
We're
not professionals.
No.
This isn't our everyday job.
No, not at all.
We're just talking about experience that we've had in our lifetime. So.
Yeah.
And our opinions from it.
There seems to be, especially maybe in the younger generations, this sort of, there's like an, I'm going to say like an anger towards women. I don't know if that's quite right, but
maybe not anger, but domination.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, I mean,
the aspect.
The Tate fuel has definitely fueled that. The idea of that women are property.
Yeah, and also in other countries, it is like that, though.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
It's very much like that.
Yeah, it part of runs deep in their culture and their,
yeah.
And yeah, their society.
Mm-hmm. But it's crazy how the other parts of
it's normalisation of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say that I've been, like, sexually assaulted, but that's exactly
what it would feel like.
Yeah. Well, I've had it happen happened to me.
Yeah.
Where a girl that I was in a bar with, well, I wasn't even in a bar with her.
Yeah.
Just a girl I knew. And she just shoved her hand down the front of my trousers.
Yeah,
and
hell
like,
no.
And she was like, when am I going to get that? And I was like,
never.
Fucking never. Get the hand. But
yeah, that's, oh my god, that's way too far.
Yeah, and you know,
holy crap, that's well over the line.
Oh my god, massively so.
Jeez, like, hand right down. Holy crap.
Hand,
or just
hand
like
right down.
If a little tease, like a little, like,
there's
a line. Yeah, there is a hell of a line.
It's a there,
and
it's
you're out in public.
Yeah, where we were in a bar and we were like a group of friends. Like, I knew her.
Who's
a stranger?
So drunk, was it?
Yeah. And
so drunk was she?
I mean, drunk, but again, drunk doesn't excuse it.
No, but
it?
I mean, was that alcohol infused?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But still didn't make it okay.
No, well, no, of course not. No, I'm not saying alcohol doesn't
again,
ever make anything okay.
Being,
it never does.
When a girl hits you, like, joking or not, I remember I got slapped in the face, but, and it was on the, oh, you're a man, you can take it.
Oof.
And
women shouldn't slap men.
Like, it's...
No one should hit anyone,
No one should hit anyone, and especially men shouldn't hit women. But where it's like the standard men should never, ever hit a woman... never hit a woman. But then it's kind of like okay-ish if a woman sort of lashes out at a man.
Yeah.
Because, as you said, you're a man. You can take it.
Yeah.
Put it the other way around.
Yeah.
Why are we not allowed to do it?
To clarify, we're not saying it's okay. But I think our perception of how society seems to view it is... it's okay, and that's exactly what happened that night. I got slapped, and it was slap was done as a joke, but it was done as a joke. It wasn't done in anger. I hadn't done anything to annoy her. It was done as a joke, but it was a full on slap across the face. And then it was, you're a man, you're a man, you can take it. And I said, just because I can take it doesn't mean I should have to.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, 100%. Like, that isn't acceptable.
Yeah,
and again, they were very apologetic after that.
But
there is it's
difficult, like, both sides for everything.
Yeah,
absolutely everything.
And but no, that's the one thing I come back to after that, of being punched in the face, is Christ, if that's what happened to the guy that did speak out to his own friend, then
we're not saying that he would ever do anything like that to a girl anyway. No. He would never would.
No, maybe. Again, hell. Again, it was...
He never would, ever, ever put his hands on a girl.
No, it was incredibly...
But yeah, for a girl's aspect to look from that, to see that happening from your own mate, and then to go, whoa.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Whoa, that could have been me if I'd said something.
Yeah, could have been, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Yeah, that's what they were thinking in their head. Yeah. It could have been like, that could have been me, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know. Yeah, man. But yeah, that's your story of...
Well, so that's my story of getting punched in the face. And like I say,
he was very apologetic. He was incredibly
apologetic. And actually, next day, years. And not
I think every time he seems like, I'm so sorry.
Every single time he's apologised. And it's not just he apologised for the punch, he apologised for his behaviour.
Oh, God, yeah, he did.
Overall. But it's just worrying how the mindset can default to that.
That's the scary thing with alcohol. Yeah,
yeah,
it can just people just turn into different characters.
Yeah,
absolutely. So alcohol does crazy things.
I mean, that being said, are you still alcohol free?
No. I got to all of January and middle Feb.
Okay,
so I've got 7 weeks.
Well done.
6 weeks.
Yeah,
it was easy. Yeah. I could have got longer, but I was like. Was I got invited to meet up with a bunch of friends, and I was like, yeah, screw it, go on. And then that's it, once you're out, it's gone, out the window. But I mean, I don't drink during the week at all. Like, you gave me these
ones. So we're drinking alcohol freeze right now of different varieties.
Yeah, it tastes exactly like beer,
yeah,
but it just doesn't give you that effect of being drunk, which is absolutely fine, especially for just chilling.
Well, that's it,
And if I was driving, if I was actually driving somewhere, sorry, I cut you in there.
That's right.
But I mean, if I was had to drive to a pub event and drive home, I'd be happily drink those.
Yeah, very much so. Well, that's why I started bringing them over, because you said, I'll bring a drink over. And I was like, I don't want anything syrupy and sweet and sugary.
Yeah.
I was like, what do I want? I was like, I want beer.
Mm.
I was like, but obviously I'm driving back tonight. I was like, right. Alcohol free it is, and it's worked since then.
Well, that's the whole reason why they've done it.
Yeah, and I like it. I really enjoy them.
I haven't tried the 0% Guinness though.
There's a 0% Guinness?
Yeah. I haven't tried that yet. I do like a Guinness.
Yeah. So you're not alcohol free anymore?
No.
You still off the vape?
Yes.
Yeah?
That's since your birthday meal.
Oh, brilliant.
So
January 26th.
Yeah, with the Saturday.
Well, whatever night we had the meal wasn't on the 25th.
But still. I want to say 6 weeks. Just stopped straight away.
Were you planning to?
Yeah, I was planning to stop. I was like, started noticing like my breathing getting heavier, and especially exercising.
Oh, really?
It was getting a little bit harder. I was like, what the hell's going on? And then since stopping the first 2 weeks was hard.
Yeah.
Like the craving, the nicotine. It's a high nicotine intake.
Were you doing your own juice or were you buying the bars?
Buying the bars.
Oh, yeah,
I used to buy juice. I used to buy the juice, but then just got addicted to easier. Just the bars. Yeah,
of course, it is
disposable ones.
Yeah,
which are, oh my God, whenever bought next COVID tests out, all those plastics. Yeah. Like all of his vape bars.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got rid of plastic straws, but now we've attached a battery to them, and now it's absolutely fine. God, useless.
Yeah.
I need to start doing some kind of running, I think.
Yeah?
Well, I've got that Tough Mudder coming up in less than a month.
Oh my God, good luck.
Yeah.
Less than a month, I didn't know it's less than a month.
Less than a month, eh?
Wow.
April 12th, I think, is when it is off the top of my head. Just outside Uckfield.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, so we're just doing the shorter run. You can do like, there's like a 10k one.
You're doing 5k?
We're doing the 5k one because we're doing it as a group. So
yeah.
Holly's work have been.
So it's more of a fun thing than actually going to record a challenge. Well, it still will be a challenge.
Yeah, oh God,
yeah, but you're not going to be timing yourself, are you?
No.
You just want to get it done.
We're doing it as a team as well.
Exactly.
I'm definitely going to be carrying the team, physically carrying. It's like you have to get up these like massive obstacles.
Yes, yeah. I know there's like one.
Like a lot of Holly's work colleagues are doing it with us because basically Holly's work have been incredibly supportive. So we're doing Tough Mudder to raise money for a brain cancer charity, a brain tumour charity, which so far we've raised £1,200.
Yeah, you've done really, really well.
Yeah.
Really well.
Which we only had a £500 goal. So
But
so her company paid for all of their tickets as a team to go.
Nice.
Which is awesome, and they obviously donated some money towards it as well. And so then one of the girls that she works with turned around because they managed to get me a ticket as well, because I tried to buy a ticket for the team event and it was only like the singles event, which was like an hour later.
Oh god.
Obviously I want to do it with you guys.
Yeah, of course.
And then one of Holly's colleagues turned around and was like, oh, I'm so glad Dan's going to be there because I don't know how I'm going to get up that wall. Because one of them is like, it's super curved, like spine type thing.
Oh, like a quarter pipe.
Yeah.
It's like at the top, it's like about 2 foot of it, it's vertical. Mm-hmm.
There's another obstacle, you got the electric bolts. Like, have you not seen the obstacles with Tough Mudder?
I have, and I didn't know about electrical bolts.
So you've got these wires dangling
that hang
down
and shock
and
you.
They've got, shot like random pulses of electricity going through them. There's another one, it's like a chamber filled with sort of like mild chlorine gas. Yeah, it's called the tear chamber or something like that. There's another one where you've got to climb up through a pipe, up this ladder, but they're constantly gushing water down this pipe, like with like a fire hose. Down the pipe, so you've got to climb up.
It's a bit of spider went up the pipe and go back down the rain. That's what it reminded me of.
And there was a few others, but I can't. Those are the ones that I remember. Oh, there's another one where you basically have to swim through like this like mud and water.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But then the top of it is barbed wired off, so you only have like that much space. For those of you listening,
it's
about 10 cents. I think it is.
No, if it's like no, if that's too dangerous.
But because you just have to stay under it, and you have to.
I don't think they'd put real barbed wire. It'd be too dangerous because if anyone would crawl in, they'd cut themselves.
Yeah, but you go under it. You're in water effectively, but you can't just come up out the water. You're caged in.
Okay, but what if you panic?
Don't panic.
Easily said than done. Oh yeah, you're gonna crawl underwater and mud. There's barbed wire in your head. Don't panic.
Don't panic. Keep calm. I'm pretty sure that's one of the obstacles.
But either way, I don't like short spaces.
Don't do that. But either way, so I'm gonna be doing a lot of physical lifting of people to get them up and over things. But then also, I haven't run a significant distance in a very long time.
Maybe start running.
I've been taking little one up to nursery most mornings. She likes to go on my shoulders.
That's not really running.
No, but this is it. Because I put her on my shoulders and then we go wibbly wobbly wibbly wobbly as we go up. And she goes, wibbly wobbly fast, which means she wants me to run.
Going to say something else.
Wibbly wobbly fast is what she says. So then I have to run up the hill with a 3-year-old on my shoulders.
Okay. Nice.
Which I get to nursery.
That could be a good exercise.
I get to nursery and I'm like. Although now all the other parents don't like me. Because I did it this morning, got up there.
Yeah.
And then all the other kids start going to their parents. I want to be on your shoulders. I want to be on your shoulders. On
yours.
On theirs. On theirs. So by the end, I was like one of like 3 or 4 parents that had their kids on their shoulders. We're in the queue. And I can hear the kid behind me. And the dad's being like, right, every 2 steps. He's like, right, time to get down now. And the kid's going, no, she's still on her dad's shoulders. And then I'm like, right, time to get down now. And all she goes is, no, no, no. And then all the kids just start going, no, no, no.
Oh, God, I was like, oh, my God. No.
All these parents looking God. At me. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like,
I'm trying to train for a tough mother.
That's what I'll say next time.
That's my excuse.
That's what I'll say for next time. We said we weren't going to discuss conspiracy theories on this podcast. However, we will if they are so ridiculous that we have to discuss them. Because we're not giving them any merit, we're not giving them any credit to say that they might be real.
Mm.
We're discussing the fact that they exist. And the conspiracy theory is that birds aren't real, they are all just drones used to surveil us.
What is this?
And the funny thing about it is that started as like a joke. That birds aren't real.
Yeah.
It started as, because obviously all these conspiracy theories are going so wild that people are like, let's just start a conspiracy theory about anything and just see if people believe it. And so people start going, right, birds aren't real. And then, you know, of course people are like, oh, birds are real. Oh, you believe that? Oh, that's what Big Bird want you to believe.
Big Bird.
Yeah. All of Sesame Street's in on it. And he's the ringleader.
Honestly, no, I did see stuff like that over here in the UK when people think that the pigeons are made by the government and they're secretly like CIA pigeons going around people checking if they've got a dodgy fire stick.
Yeah. Oh, it's been sat on my antenna for too long. It's clearly tapping into the information. But this was because it started as a joke.
That's
and people have taken ridiculous. It to a real place.
It just shows you how gullible people are. That scientists in New Mexico are giving dead birds a new life with an unconventional approach to wildlife research, converting them into drones.
And then what's the reply joke. Underneath it?
And they called us conspiracy therapists. What is it? Guy
conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, theorist, sorry. The guy invents the craziest conspiracy to make fun of conspiracy theories. Turns out to be true. My God, that's nuts, man. That's absolutely crazy. So, turning dead birds into drones.
So it became true.
Oh my God, that's nuts. Imagine that. It's something that you've made up as a story and it's actually come true.
And actually, yeah.
Someone's heard it on a podcast and gone,
that's a good idea.
We should do that. Hold on, was it even better? Put a drone in it. Put a drone inside a dead bird. Take everything out, keep the carcass alive. Yeah. Just
stick it out your window.
Put a little mini drone inside of it. Cut out the chest, put a camera there so you can see.
Can you
the wings weren't flat, but you just hear.
Well, that's it. You look out your window, you just see a pigeon hovering there. Just, you're like, there's something funny about that pigeon. Just,
oh my God.
I can't tell what it is, but there's something off about it.
Like, that's a very new hummingbird. I haven't seen that one before. Oh my God. Honestly, I can't believe that.
People are like, you're crazy, and then you leave your house and the pigeon is just following directly behind you.
Oh my God. No, and then it goes, no, I'm not following you, just like turns around, like mind his own business.
Yeah.
Hold on. Well, it's like that picture, that image there, though, it doesn't look real at all. It's like, looks makeshift, but
what is it, on planet Earth, when they now have...
They do make little...
Yeah, they made a crab one.
Yeah.
That actually looked, well, looked pretty decent.
Yeah, to blend in.
Yeah, to blend in. And there was a point where I think the crabs were getting hunted by something. And that the way they protect, there's one crab that gets eaten by something. Mm. But the other smaller crabs, they protect that big one.
Oh, really?
Because that big one protects them.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So the little ones all just pile on top of it. But they piled on top of the camera crab.
Oh, okay.
They thought it was real, so they protected it. I was like, shit, that's nuts.
Oh, but then they get, well, the camera crab can't protect them. So...
Well, of course it doesn't, no. Yeah. But there's also all the other bigger crabs there.
Yeah.
But they also done it with...
Wasn't there like a puffin or something? And another puffin ended up falling in love with it, I think. I swear that's something that happened. We'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
But yeah, they put like a fake puffin, like puffin cam.
Yeah.
And then one of the other puffins like tried to like mate with it because it was like, man, you're a good looking puffin. I like those sandwich.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, we can wrap it up there, I think.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Good lighthearted thing to end on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we went a little deeper on topics on this episode, but I'm happy to. I want this podcast to be about that as well.
Yeah.
Not just all lighthearted entertainment all the time. Because I said this to you earlier, there are some podcasts that they're lighthearted entertainment and then they start going down onto a real topic about something that is real.
Yes, and then it's more interesting.
Yeah, and then they immediately steer away from it because like, ha ha ha, no, let's just keep it lighthearted. And I don't want to be like that.
Yeah, well, it shows you're versatile. Like, you can talk about more things.
Yeah.
Like, not just one subject. Like, oh, they're just going to talk about this all the time and just, it's bantery-like.
Yeah, no, I'm...
They can be like, actually, hold on, they can actually have a good topic to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I say...
No, I would like to do that.
We're not...
Not all the time.
But no, not all the time, not every episode, but certainly deep dive on some serious topics that they need talking about and acknowledging.
Yeah, yeah.
And as men, we've got who better to weigh in on men being fucking assholes than us.
yeah, from our own experiences, yeah.
Yeah, and...
From what we've seen.
We're not professionals, and we're very sorry if we didn't cover all of it.
Yeah.
And we didn't cover it with as much sensitivity as we could have, but it's hard to do when, especially, we're new to this.
Yeah,
there's a little bit of nerves there involved.
Yeah,
but we will try. We're not going to shy away from sensitive things.
No, not at all.
But if you, as the viewers and listeners, can be gracious and patient with us.
Yeah.
In case we do say anything insensitive, it's never our intention.
Yeah, of course not.
Especially when we're talking about sensitive topics.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, we'd like to finish it on a light, fun...
Which is that birds aren't real, Tom, and you're a fool for thinking that they are.
God.